Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very exciting talking to Mr. Benny. He might be able to write a book soon, and can't wait to have him on about that. William Benny's our guest. We're taking phone calls. Lance in Washington has a question. Go ahead very quickly, please.
Yes, Mr. Benning, thank you for being an info warrior for this planet. You're a true patriot. I was just wondering if the Obamacare and all the other agencies, do they actually know what their right hand is doing, the left and the right hand?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, Obamacare admittedly surveils all your medical records, and it just seems like everything is some new data snoop.
Yes, I don't believe they have, it's not really, it's such a mess. I don't think they're really that coordinated, but, I think they certainly are trying to do something, but I think it's again a matter of collecting information on individuals. That's really what their whole objective is. So, I just think they're not very competent individuals at doing this kind of activity. I really don't. I don't think they have the competence to do it.
End Prism on Twitter asks you this question. He says, is Prism a weapon against the people of the United States? How is it a weapon? I would expand that question and simply say, is the NSA now basically operating as an enemy of freedom in this country in a corporate government management coup of the nation?
I would say they are fundamentally, if you look at it from a constitutional point, that's exactly what's happening.
All right, there's your answer. Let's go to Woody in Washington, one of the last callers for William Benny. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Benny, what's the extent of spying on our foreign leaders like Merkel? I know some news came out about that when Merkel was being spied on. And secondly, are you familiar with the program Maine Corps that was instituted under the Reagan administration?
I'm sorry, could you say that?
He wants to know about Maine Corps.
Maine Corps. No, I'm not familiar with that. But as a general rule, leadership is always a target. So the leadership of basically any country in the world is always a target. And I think as their security will tell them that they are a target and warn them to ensure that they're covered and also provide the means to help them secure their communications.
I mean, they even had Bush take his own toilet around with him because foreign governments wanted to get that.
Yeah, sure. They want to know everything they possibly can. I mean, it's not unique to the United States. Every country, every government, every leader of the world is targeted.
All right, one last caller. Sorry to Melissa. We're going to C in Texas. You're on the air with William Benny.
Hey, Alex. Hey, William. Thanks for being there. Alex, by the way, I'm a really good friend of Pat's. Mr. Benny, do you feel it will ever get to a point where the fact that it's so easy for people to go in and manipulate data and possibly change up all sorts of facts on people's Facebook pages and social network sites where it just becomes so obvious to everybody that there could be plausible deniability by those people that they're actually spying on to come forward and say things so they're not blackmailed anymore? It just seems to me that they're reaching a point of, a critical mass, and where their hubris is almost their Achilles heel.
That is really an excellent question. We know they're using these systems to plant things. Won't that call into question the entire court system, you name it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what they did against us. They fabricated evidence from factual evidence that they had assembled about us. They fabricated a charge against us, and that's basically what the unfortunate part for them is that I caught them at it. That's the only reason I'm not in jail now, by the way.
You're just a hero. I just keep saying that. You've got so much courage. I want to get you back up as soon as you can to tell your story, sir. You just tirelessly are out there working for all of us, traveling the country at your own expense. I just can't wait till you get a book out. God bless you, William Benning. I'll say bye to you during the break. Just amazing.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, the fifth day already of September 2014. We'll be back tonight with an original transmission, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News with myself and the rest of the crew and reporters. And then, of course, I'll be back live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have Joel Gilbert, the filmmaker, joining us now with his film opening in theaters in different parts of the country. There's No Place Like Utopia, exposing the Obama administration, their plan to literally implode this country by design to build socialism and communism on the ashes of it. We also have a special guest joining us who's an activist and filmmaker, exposing the globalist Federal Reserve System and fighting back. And William Binney, the top number four man from the NSA, who has said that it's a totalitarian takeover program, will be joining us to talk about these so-called mystery cell towers, parallel construction, and really how deep the rabbit hole goes on NSA spying. So very prestigious guest, very hard to get, always a major news-making interview. That should be very informative when he joins us for his third visit. He's been on with David Knight on the Nightly News and then been on the syndicated radio show about a month ago. He's going to be joining us again today to analyze the latest information. Wow, let's go over the headlines here first. NATO approves troops on Russian border. Both sides in conflict agree to cease fire. Former U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union, the U.S. and NATO are provoking the Ukrainian crisis. That's the former U.S. ambassador to Russia. That's what basically everybody that was formerly an ambassador or worked to basically bring down the Soviet Union is saying this is really dangerous. Encircling Russia and arming Ukraine are what's provoking the bear. Jack Metlock, U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union from 87 to 91, says the U.S. and NATO are to blame for the Ukraine crisis. Yeah. I just tell it like I see it. I've never been for any of these wars against Serbia, against Iraq. I was against attacking Libya to put Al-Qaeda in charge, who's now basically taken the whole country 3 years later. I am now supporting Senator Rand Paul and his call for Obama to really bomb ISIS. Because if they don't, it will engulf the entire Middle East and triple gas prices, which is part of the globalist plan, is to create such a worldwide crisis that then they'll bait and switch and go attack Syria, Egypt, Iran, you name it, and start World War III, and then ISIS and Saudi Arabia will laugh all the way to the bank. Remember, Saudi Arabia supposedly attacked us on 9/11, so we attacked Iraq. Now our government for 4 years has been funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria, Libya, and other areas, and so now the answer is bomb Assad again. That's how dumb they think everybody is. They just play stupid with everybody. So I'm just telling like it is. It's not that Russia's some angel over there. It's that they're not offensively in our backyard. Russia isn't taking our liberty. They're not passing Obamacare. They didn't open our borders. They haven't gotten 92 million people not working now, 100 and something million on welfare. Latest numbers out of the Congressional Budget Office and a bunch of other sources as well. That's in CNS News. All of this is going on. So NATO approves troops on Russian border. Former U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union. The U.S. and NATO are provoking the Ukraine crisis. Yeah, that's like saying that fish swim in the ocean. The West overthrew Ukraine when they didn't join the EU. Russian general demands preemptive nuclear strike doctrine against NATO. So what happens next? Zero hedge up on Infowars.com. That's in the Russian news. Now that, our media is saying that means they want to nuke us. No. 6 years ago, in 2008, NATO changed the doctrine, and the United States changed the doctrine, and said they may preemptively nuke Russia first. That broke MAD that had been around since the mid-50s, Mutually Assured Destruction, or MAD, where if you launch a nuclear attack, we launch. And then we didn't have a nuclear war. Here comes the neocons and the neo-libs. None of them ever been in the military. They're just all a bunch of delusional, crazy warmongers. I mean, Napoleon was a top general genius. He attacked Russia, thought he could win and lost. Hitler was pretty smart. Guy overall, though, he was obviously mentally ill, but it was a military. He had Iron Cross first and second class. That's the Congressional Medal of Honor, Iron Cross first class. Was a corporal in the German military and had all these top generals, and he lost. So even generals end up miscalculating. We got a bunch of globalists and a bunch of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan bankers that run the EU that want to eat up all these countries like Greece and Poland and Ukraine. And Russia says, no, you can't have our oil fields and our oil infrastructure we built in the last 100 years. It's ours. You can't have our military base we've had for 500 years on the Black Sea. And so they've just sent in NATO-backed mercenaries to attack them. I mean, that's what's going on here. It's crazy. Russian general demands preemptive nuclear strike doctrine against NATO. So they're saying, okay, 6 years ago you changed your doctrine, saying you can nuke us first. We want the doctrine changed and change our war plan to nuke you first. And as the former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush said here just last week, that means some kind of missile gets launched or they get a blip that's wrong. They will have a doctrine with the generals to go ahead and pull the trigger and launch a full-out nuclear war. And where are your glitterbug preachers teaching faith-based initiative, state-run media, clergy response team, state-run biblical doctrine, unbiblical doctrine? Where are all you guys going to be when this happens? And you don't get the golden parachute, you don't get raptured out of here up to the Enterprise. All you glitter bugs busy, you know, out there, and I'm speaking about the so-called Christians of this country, who aren't protesting the abortuaries, who aren't protesting the open borders, who aren't protesting all the tyranny and corruption. You just go hide in your churches and then secretly get government walking orders, marching orders, and spew garbage at your mindless flocks. You are literal devils, red devils in the pulpits, and you know it. Every time I see you, all of you, I want to throw up. You will lose everything because of your cowardice, and God does not know you. I just want to say that. It's obvious. Look at the fruits of what you do. Look at how the churches have turned this country over. And instead, they'll just have street preachers obnoxiously screaming at people downtown. I was down on South Congress last night eating dinner, and there were these super obnoxious street preachers just screaming at people walking out of restaurants at 8 o'clock at night like we were devil worshipers, just totally turning everybody off. I mean, you can just see how the devil wrote this script. I'm sorry, let me move on here. Russian general demands preemptive nuclear strike doctrine against NATO. We're going to get into that today. Pretty big deal. I just can't believe it. Meanwhile, ISIS to the rescue. This is up on Infowars.com, a Tony Cartolucci article from Land Destroyer. Amid NATO's failures in Ukraine, America's terrorist mercenaries threaten war with Russia. I would say the globalist mercenaries, but sure, I mean, the globals run our country, so you can say, I guess, America. And now they put out press releases and announcements that they're going to be attacking Russia now. Isn't that interesting? ISIS is going to attack Russia now. They're not attacking the U.S. or Israel yet, though they've said they will hit America when they're done. And have had ISIS flags posted outside the White House and at public events. And clearly, folks, there are ISIS sympathizers in this country. Shia Islam is 80%, and a good 15% of that, so we're talking around 10% of total Islam, is Wahhabist absolute demon preachers who are murdering Muslims everywhere that dare let their girls go to school or don't make them wear bags over their heads or don't make them, you know, be sexually mutilated. And this is Saudi Arabia's group taking over the world, and now they've announced they're going to attack Russia. You can go read the quotes. So there you go. I mean, look at who we're aligned with on every front. ISIS attacking Syria, ISIS attacking Russia. Truly disgusting. And speaking of ISIS, when we come back from break, the video is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Cinematically, it's probably one of the best produced videos we've ever put out. And it just gives you a little flavor of what you're going to be seeing across the board from here on out in filmmaking, you name it, as we gear up and get more filmmakers, more editors, and more crew, thanks to all of your support out there. Spread the word about the broadcast, buying the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. 97% of it goes right back into this operation to battle the globalists toe-to-toe. And you can go to the site, man crosses U.S. border dressed as ISIS terrorist, simulates beheading. Now, James O'Keefe did this about a month ago, dressed as Osama bin Laden. We went down to El Paso, literally a mile from the city, about 2 miles from downtown, by a park, with Juarez right across the 30-foot river that's about a foot deep. The video of Joe Biggs walking across, dressed as a jihadi with the big ISIS, really an Al-Qaeda flag, and with a sword with a severed head. Simulated, plastic rubber, simulated cut-off head. Just to illustrate, our border is wide open. And not out in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, right here in Texas. And we got a border sheriff saying the feds have told him and confirmed ISIS is preparing to attack.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here, back live. We've got very important economic news, Second Amendment news, and more. Scientific news coming up in the next segment. I want to be very clear concerning the stunt we've pulled down on the Texas-Mexico border in the most populous city on the border, El Paso, in between Juarez in Mexico, is being done to draw attention to the fact the border is wide open. And last Friday, Homeland Security issued what they said is the most credible threat since 9/11 of an imminent ISIS terror attack on the Texas border targeting El Paso on or before 9/11, now 6 days away. Now, that's newsworthy to go cover. And we're there getting people to pay attention by showing that someone even dressed up like an ISIS jihadi with a severed head and a 3-foot sword can walk right across in the United States while 11 passenger jets have been seized by Al-Qaeda. That's what they're called. IS is Al-Qaeda. Our government got embarrassed funding them and creating them and pushing them, and so they changed the name to IS. They're now attacking Russia as well. And so Joe Biggs and Josh Owens went down there. Josh put this piece together last night. They both did a great job to bring attention to our open border. So that there is an attack, the government gets the blame, Obama gets the blame, whether it's false flag or real or they let it happen. The point is we're drawing attention to this. Here is the report. See the video at InfoWars.com. Please send it out on Facebook, Twitter. Get it to your friends and family. If the mainstream media picks this up, alternative media picks this up, it could really draw some attention to what's happening and stop a false flag or real attack. Here it is. And again, Texas Sheriff says ISIS cells are operating in Juarez, Mexico, and he's ready for them. He got that federal briefing. That's confirmed. Understand that big two news. What is that, NBC?
Have issued a terror alert and believe an attack by the terrorist group ISIS is imminent on or before September 11th, the 13th anniversary of the worst attack on American soil. InfoWars investigates just miles from the center of El Paso, Texas, where we were able to cross the river from Mexico into America. Thousands of other than Mexicans cross our borders from over 75 different countries. InfoWars has shown you time and time again that our borders are intentionally left unsecured, and now these ISIS psychopaths are ready to strike at targets on American soil. We know our government has created and funded ISIS, so whether or not this is a real threat or a false flag, the globalists are now one step closer to their end game, stripping us of all our liberties. So we dress up like an ISIS jihadi to be as obvious as possible, to show and to illustrate just how wide open the border really is.
All right, narrating the video, we show the Rio Grande near a city park in El Paso. Juarez, right across the border. Joe Biggs simulates murdering someone, chopping their head off with a 3-foot sword. He lifts the ISIS flag and the severed head, loiters, and then begins walking across the Rio Grande that's only about a foot deep at that point. Right into the United States. And all day there are people milling back and forth there on that area of the border. We have video of the border sign right there. The Mexican flag flies right across the water there. It's a landmark right there by the border crossing. Border Patrol only a mile away or less. And no one stops him.
Thank you, Obama, for leaving your southern borders open so ISIS can terrorize America. ISIS thanks you, President Obama. We claim this land for Sharia law.
If ISIS can enter the United States, then anyone can. So why are there checkpoints on the highways? Why are there checkpoints checking babies' diapers with the TSA while illegals are allowed to fly without having an ID? Because, my friends, it's all a giant hoax. Whether they're real ISIS attacks or the globalist agent attack, it'll all be used to take all of our freedoms in this country and grow the military-industrial complex takeover domestically, which isn't good for veterans, citizens, black, white, Christian, old, young, Muslim, Hispanic. It doesn't matter who you are. This global empire is not even an American empire. It's a mega offshore banking empire using our muscle to establish a planetary regime. Up on InfoWars.com, we have Sergei Tanikin, quote, "We first fought in the name of religion, then communism, to fight communism, and now in the name of drugs and terrorism. Our excuses for global domination always change." See the graphic. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Masses of key intel and news straight ahead. This is an incredible time to be alive, and we're here as your wartime broadcasters.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
With Dave Mustaine. A bunch of them are my favorite. Play My Darkest Hour. Extremely powerful song. Of course, he wrote this, I think just a few minutes, he said, when he heard that the bus had jumped over in Europe, killing one of the members of the group after he left it. Go ahead and crank it up. I'm going to say hi to Dave and everybody else out there listening. And we'll get into all the news. We've got some powerful information coming up in the next segment. If you think the stunt was interesting that we pulled down there on the border, draw attention to the fact that it's wide open, get ready.
area.
No, you aren't there. In the darkest hour. They beg for help. No one cares for me. Ever think about that? Our government's run by people that funded a group to take over the Middle East who murder every Christian and secular police officer they get their hands on. Crank it up. Here it is. Here's the message to Obama. How hard the troops tried believing in the mission to stabilize the Middle East, which was all part of a large plan to destabilize it. Now I know it was you. Here's the key.
Now, as I die for you, my flesh will cross as I plead your name.
All these years,
I was wrong.
Now I know it.
I know
you carry on my blood. Saudi Arabia and the New World Order. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Telling it like it is, exposing the hard truth, because it's the only hope we've got as a nation and as a world to face reality, expose the lies, embrace the truth, and hit our knees to Jesus Christ. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. Coming up at the start of the next segment, we have something very powerful we're going to premiere here that will again draw attention to the fact that our borders are completely wide open as part of a North American Union deal. You've seen all these top generals, all these leaders say that's the plan. We're drawing attention to it. And this video will go live on YouTube simultaneously. And we'll go up on Infowars.com in the next segment. Buckley, are you ready to do that? And I'll give you the headline. But let's just be ready to launch and have it go up on Infowars.com for all the radio listeners so they can go see it at the start of the next segment. PrisonPlanet.com as well. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Then filmmaker Joel Gilbert joins us. And more. William Benning, former top NSA whistleblower. And more. But if you just joined us, man crosses U.S. border, dresses ISIS terrorist, simulates beheading. Stunt took place in exact spot where feds say ISIS terror attack is imminent. Meanwhile, Minneapolis City Council demands answers on black helicopter military drills. Close quote. I thought the black helicopters didn't exist. It's all part of a desensitization program for martial law. That's declassified. When can the FBI use national security letters to go after journalists? That's classified. That's from the Freedom of the Press Foundation, the targeting of the press. Soros signals Argentina's shale his biggest place to be. Soros doubled his stake in state-owned oil company in Argentina, while for the last 7 years spending tens of millions of dollars to lobby to shut down shale production in the U.S. by wildcat small companies. And I'm not saying shale fracking is good overall. I'm not saying there aren't problems, but most of it's financed by Soros and Saudi Arabia, who don't want us to have our own oil. So a coal plant in Mexico that's totally dirty is okay, but a coal plant in Texas that's clean is not okay. Because it's not owned by General Electric. So a cleaner fracking system, say in East Texas, I got a family that are petroleum geologists, as long as it's done right, there's literally no problems. That's not okay, but a dirty one in Argentina is okay. Because see, that's how you make money if you're George Soros and Warren Buffett. You don't let the Keystone Pipeline come in, and then the oil of Canada has to be shipped out to the West Coast and to China on record. See, that's how big fortunes are made in the mafia system, is gaming everything. Just thought I'd tell you how things really work, just in case everybody wanted to know. That's all George Soros and Warren Buffett, the two, work together do. They just run around continually. They'll lobby to get laws passed that you can't have arsenic at, you know, one part per billion in the water, which doesn't even hurt you. But then all those other toxins can be added. Just so then they have a patented system and then make cities buy their multi-billion dollar water cleaning thing to cut out the arsenic. It's all a big game to them. And on the other end of it, dump fluoride with hundreds of other chemicals into the water after it's been purified. It's all part of sick jokes to them. I mean, there's no end to what they do to us, no end to the scams they pull. They absolutely love it. Look at this headline. Do you receive free lunch at work? The IRS wants to tax it. That's right. A couple times a month, I end up buying the whole office food. We get Mexican food. We get barbecue. We get vegetarian stuff sometimes. Runs the gamut. And even though I pay taxes on that as a company, and even though I pay all these regulatory fines and fees on every level, and we pay to drive over there with the gas we use and sales tax, the IRS wants to surveil everything you do. There are few agencies more hated, corrupt, and degraded in the entire nation, and that's not saying a lot. And it's a Michael Krieger article up on Infowars.com, and it goes into how they want to tax your lunch now at work if it's given to you. Another article up on Infowars.com from yesterday's interview, and the video from yesterday's interview with Rappaport is posted there. Very important to get this out to people and break the blockade in dinosaur media, state-run media, that a top recently retired CDC scientist who co-authored the big study says it's a fraud that they know vaccines are linked directly to massive increases in autism, a triple-fold in their study in boys. Because the blood-brain barrier is not as strong on boys as it is on girls. Now, they were ordered to put out a fake study. And we even have the 2000 document that came out in 2004 when it was the roundtable meeting, a board meeting of the CDC with all the scientists. This is on ABC News. You can look it up. And they said, oh, my God. And by the way, this was leaked. And this actually made it mainstream news. It was devastating for the globalists. And they literally were in there saying, oh, my gosh, you know, don't give this to your grandkids. I'm going to tell my daughter, don't give it to my grandson. Millions have been harmed by this. The whole government will fall if this is known. In fact, I'm going to do a report. I want to have my research crew repull the 2004 ABC News, CDC new, I forget the exact headline, or something like, in fact, you guys probably pull it up right now. Let me have the exact headline. I'm going to do this yesterday. Let me just go into my archive here. My own little brain. What was the exact headline? CDC new vaccines were causing autism. CDC board new vaccine autism link ordered cover-up. And you read the transcript that was released of the meeting that the secretary was there copying down, taking dictation. And then you understand that was 10 years ago. Well, actually, 14 years ago, but 10 years ago it came out. No one's gotten in trouble. They haven't stopped. They've added more vaccines they claim are compulsory, which aren't. Another lie, another hoax, another fraud. And they're now trying to make them mandatory. And now they push them on pregnant women. The inserts still say don't give any vaccines to a pregnant woman. But then instead of admitting they're killing everybody or maiming people, they just go, oh, there's no side effects. Safe and effective. Give it to pregnant women. In fact, in 2009, with the whole H1N1 hoax, I remember on the news saying, you know, pregnant women ought to take two flu shots. Yeah, because you need one of those like a hole in the head. You have any idea what that does to a pregnant woman? We've had medical doctors on the nightmares that it causes. They know. Any nurse, any doctor listening who graduated, you know, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and not 5 years ago, knows, yes, you never give pregnant women shots. But all the new ones go, no, you get extra. I mean, what a cult, man. State-run medicine, state-run media, state-run churches, state-run education, state-run. And who runs the state? The big mega banks. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The Rockefeller Foundation. The Annenberg CPB Foundation. The Carnegie Endowment. And what are their goals? Go read their public goals. Worldwide planetary government forced population reduction. So we need to get this bombshell article out to everybody. It's up on Infowars.com. I mean, you should print it off. You should send it to your friends and family that have kids, or your daughter or your son who's having a kid, their family. I mean, I see pregnant women in an elevator. I see pregnant women at a grocery store. I see pregnant women at the park. I see pregnant women anywhere. I walk over and I go, hi, I'm Alex Jones. You know, I cover media and news, and a lot of times they go, I know who you are. I'll say, okay, well, just want to let you know, I interview a lot of medical experts, and I just got to tell you, please investigate the inserts of the vaccines, because they're going to tell you safe and effective, no side effects. Get the insert, read it. It'll say narcolepsy, epilepsy, cancer, death, heart attacks, brain embolisms, autoimmune disorders, Guillain-Barré. Don't believe me. Ask for the insert. Now people are doing that now. They'll give you a one-sheet printout, frequently asked questions. You don't want that. You want the drug insert. And a lot of times they go, no, my husband and or my mom's already saying, look at that, and I already knew that, but thank you. A lot of times they go, yeah, I know there's some problems, but, you know, I'm worried on the other side. Like, what will they? I go, listen, just read the insert. And you know, sometimes they'll start arguing. I'll say, listen, I just got a responsibility to tell you. I'm not going to apologize. I love you. I do it in restaurants. My kids don't even say, oh, Dad, you know, anymore. They don't even get embarrassed anymore. I'll be in a Mexican food restaurant or wherever. Last time, a few weeks ago, I was, and there was a lady in there pregnant with her husband. She already had another kid. And I went over and I said, what a great family you got here. Because that's annoying. And then I spent a minute or two. They ended up thanking me. But I'm not in people's business, folks. It's my business and your business that they don't get to hurt these kids. It's normal to be informed. It's normal to be involved in a free society. I don't know how people don't have an absolute total drive to want to warn everybody they know about what's happening. We're all in this together, folks, and society is degenerating by design. Every major defense department, the British, the U.S. says total collapse is coming. We've shown you the Ministry of Defense reports, the Pentagon reports, the Rand Corporation reports. Secretary of Defense Hagel said the quote, whole world is blowing up. And here's the deal. Under Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven type mindset, that's the plan. Because the globalists have exempted themselves from everything, indemnified themselves with diplomatic and corporate immunity, and administrative law courts, transferred the power to international unelected boards. We're already in a global government right now, in their own words. And the global government is basically run by people that are archetypal, Carl Jung, totem poles of evil. And by that, they are a hierarchical system that has sold out to the dark side for temporal power on terra firma. On this flying rock that has a thin skin of life on its surface. We live on a planet with flying fish, hundreds of species of parrots, an atmosphere, mountains, stars all around us. And meanwhile, we have evil globalists running things to the ground, trying to shutter our consciousness, shutter our perception, so they can play God and dominate us. You people aren't even one trillionth of even understanding the face of God. If you don't want to empower humanity, and if you want to butcher creation and engage in wild, mad scientist experiments on your lustful power trip. This came out last week, but there's more info this week confirming it. Brain-to-brain telepathic communication achieved for first time. Team of U.S.-led, how about documented for the first time? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, science did it. Yeah, right. Team of U.S.-led researchers successfully achieved brain-to-brain communication between humans from India to France with brains controlling the instruments. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been scientifically proven, major university studies, you can look them up, that you can tell when somebody's looking at you. How many times have you been walking through the woods on your own property, if you got property, and somebody's poaching, you feel them looking at you, and you walk 200 yards through the woods and find them in a tree stand staring right at you? Or how many times you've been sitting there in a restaurant, feel somebody looking at you, and you turn around, they're looking at you, and their eyes are right on you? Everybody knows that there is some type of electromagnetic, whatever you want to call it. It's been proven that birds and bats and insects know how to fly thousands of miles, monarch butterflies, off of magnetic cells in their brains. Humans have these as well. That's what we navigate off of. It's what, again, ducks navigate off of. It has something to do with that at the science level, but it's even deeper. But I love how science, so-called science, acts like they've done it for the first time. No, just because you did brain-to-brain communication and believe you've proven it for the first time does not mean it's been done for the first time. There are a lot of things going on in heaven and earth that aren't in your books, Shakespeare wrote. We all know it. It's written on our heart.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Jones here, back live. About to end the first hour. A bunch of very informative guests coming up in the second. Speaking of the second hour, a lot of key Second Amendment news. Under Obama, only the rich 10% saw incomes rise. NASA says asteroid will pass, quote, very close to the Earth on Sunday. That's all coming up. We're being sent by listeners from Houston and Milwaukee and you name it. Photos of people at coffee shops and delis and at parks wearing ISIS T-shirts, wearing ISIS badges. And I'm seeing them on a lot of leftist sites. We saw ISIS signs show up in Ferguson, Missouri. We've seen them show up at the White House. It's the new Che Guevara. So we're going to have an article later explaining how the new Che Guevara is ISIS patches, ISIS flags, is the new Vogue. And this is a real, this is the majority Islam group, a subsection of that, that is just seen as incredibly cool in many areas of the Middle East and here in the United States. And so if you want to know who's radical, that's who. They're letting ISIS members fly back to the U.S. That's mainstream news yesterday. England, quote, re-educates them in a two-week-long course a few nights a week. Oh, you're allowed to go jihadi and cut heads off, but since the West wants you to do that, you know, and overthrow countries, then you get to come back. So they work for our government, the criminals that run our government. Our border's wide open. They gave them oil fields. They didn't bomb them early on. They've done stage bombing to divert the public. It's really al-Qaeda in Iraq. Is ISIS that's taken over in Syria and other areas. This is the group Rand Paul last year said, don't arm them and don't bomb Assad for these people. Now he says we got to bomb ISIS because they're taking over, and I agree with him. The problem is it won't be real bombing, or they'll end up bombing, you know, Egypt or something. ISIS attacks America, we'll probably attack Egypt. I'm not kidding. So here is the Obama ISIS Ice Bucket Challenge. The video is going up on InfoWars.com right now. It'll be tweeted out during the next break at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who put together the video with our great video editor and cameraman Josh Owens yesterday, of him coming across at the El Paso border crossing, literally just right there in the city at the park, dressed up like an ISIS person, cutting off a head and crossing the border to show how wide open it is, with the sheriffs confirming they've been briefed by the feds that they believe a real imminent attack is happening in that area of Texas. By September 11th, they're on it. And then meanwhile, they got TSA checkpoints and highway checkpoints and NSA surveillance of the Tea Party and the IRS harassing the Tea Party. And Homeland Security says the number one terror threat is returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, and the founding fathers aren't welcome, wouldn't be welcome in today's military. That's mainstream news. That's the briefings our troops are being given. That's the treason, the overthrow of the American system that's going on. The whole Homeland Security system is pointed at the American people. Here is the new ISIS Bucket Obama Challenge. Here it is.
Since you have made it so easy for the caliphate ISIS group to come into your country, I challenge you, President Barack Obama, to take the ISIS Head Bucket Challenge. Do not listen to your conservative swine or your patriotic groups, your Tea Party. Ignore them. Leave the borders wide open for me and my brethren to come in and do psychotic things. You created us. Love us. Let us in. Let us go running around and killing and taking places over. That's why you made us, isn't it? I will take this bucket of heads and dump it on me. This is the ISIS Bucket Challenge for President Barack Obama. Take it.
Hello, All right, and if you're against it, you're racist, folks. There you go. We'll be right back. The video just went live at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency
frequency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.